Hello everyone, and welcome to JTalk Extra Time. I'm James Taylor, here to talk you through a wild Wednesday of J2 action that saw four penalties, four disallowed goals, two red cards, and one almighty comeback. Let's start at the top of the table, where league leaders Yokohama FC welcomed Machida Zelvia. The hosts went in front early when Machida failed to clear properly, and Sho Ito crossed for Tatsuya Hasegawa to head in. Yokohama FC then had a lucky escape when a lax attempt to play out from the back gave Machida possession, and Sven Brodersen watched Taiki Hirato's shot sail over his head, bounce off the bar and post, and back into his arms. Koki Ogawa had a chance to make it 2-0 after an hour, but he couldn't connect well enough with a low cross as he slid in and the ball went wide. That let-off seemed to galvanise Machida, and 4 minutes after coming on, Vinicius Araujo's low shot had them level with 20 minutes to play. A minute later, Hirato ghosted through the defence but shot agonisingly wide. Late on, Saulo Mineiro saw his shot saved and the rebound scrambled away by a combination of Machida keeper Koki Fukui and a covering defender, and then another shot deflected just wide. So it ended 1-1, with Yokohama FC still unbeaten this season, Machida in fourth but winless in their last five games, and all that from a DAZN highlights reel that didn't even feature King of the Shithouses Shohei Takahashi's antics. Vegata Sendai took over second place thanks to a 2-0 win in Kumamoto. The last time these sides met was in the third round of the Empress Cup in 2012, which Kumamoto won 2-1 after extra time. This time, though, a goal midway through each half from Felipe Cardozo and Yasuhiro Hiraoka earned the points for Sendai. The teams traded shots from outside the area early on, before Kumamoto essentially gifted Sendai the lead. They carelessly gave the ball away in midfield, won it back, then gave it away again to Cardozo on the edge of the area, and he gleefully shot past Ryuga Tashiro. Tashiro and his opposite number Yuma Obata both made good saves either side of half-time, and Obata showed superb reactions to save a close-range shot from a corner. Sendai sealed it when Hiraoka got free at the front post and scored with a glancing header from a Motohiko Nakajima free kick on the right wing. Yusei Toshida thought he'd pulled one back for Kumamoto in stoppage time, but it was disallowed for offside. A tight call, but probably correct. Albirex Niigata moved up to third place. They beat Iwate Gruja Morioka, who've now lost five in a row and find themselves in 20th place. Iwate could have taken the lead in the 27th minute, but Tsuyoshi Miyaichi shot wide after getting behind the Niigata defence. Iwate were made to pay for that miss just before half-time. A pass right down the middle found Eitaro Matsuda making a diagonal run, and his toe-poked finish seemed to surprise Taishi Brandon Nozawa. Nozawa had no chance in the 88th minute when Shunsuke Mito finished an unchallenged run from the centre circle with a shot into the top-right corner from about 25 yards. A comfortable 2-0 win for Niigata. Worryingly comfortable from an Iwate perspective. There was another 2-0 home win at the JIT Recycling Stadium as Vanfore Kofu saw off Tokyo Verdy. Verdy keeper Toru Takagiwa made a good double save early on, one from long range and one from very close range, and Kofu striker Junma Miyazaki should have done better than shoot straight at Takagiwa when clean through a couple of minutes later. It was Riku Yamada who opened the scoring in the 17th minute, after neat passing among the Kofu attackers on the edge of the area played him through. Verdy had very little in the way of a response and sealed their own fate on the hour when giving the ball away in midfield under no pressure, allowing Kofu to break into the area where Miyazaki was brought down from behind by Seiya Baba. Baba protested right up in the referee's face that he got the ball, which is true, but he also went through his opponent. Miyazaki scored the penalty, just. He hit it down the middle and Takagiwa got a good hand on it but couldn't keep it out. Kofu's fine run, four wins in a row now, has taken them up to seventh, while Verdy have lost three of their last four and sit in fifth. Rounding out the playoff spots in sixth is Fagiano Okayama, five games unbeaten now thanks to a hard-fought 1-0 away win over Blaublitz Akita. Okayama goalie Junki Kanayama made a fine fingertip save from Taira Shige after strong work by Hayate Take with 15 minutes played. Yasutaka Yanagi got the only goal of the game in first half stoppage time. A corner found Yori Boyce at the far post, and he headed it down into the melee where Yanagi knocked it in. I was amused to see Kanayama lingering at the far post for that one. Akita kept Kaneyama busy in the second half, as he had to be on his toes to save from Ibuki Yoshida, Ryota Nakamura twice, and Yuji Saito, and a stoppage time overhead kick from Akita keeper Yudai Tanaka. Okayama ticking along quite nicely, and that centre-back pairing of Boyce and Yanagi seems to be doing pretty well at both ends of the pitch. Akita are in 17th in a group of 5 teams on 14 points. One of the teams in that group is Tochigi. They travelled down to Oita and came away with a point from a goalless draw. Tochigi's Teppe Yachira forced a fine save from a free kick on 10 minutes. Then Hiroto Goya lobbed Kazuki Fujita at the other end, but saw his shot bounce just wide. Tokachi headed too close to Oita keeper Shun Takagi, and Oita striker Shun Nagasawa shot wide. Overall, a limited Tochigi attack versus a tired Oita. Also in that group on 14 points is Renofa Yamaguchi, who visited Jeff United. 2 goals in quick succession just before half-time won it for Jeff. Tomoya Miki got the first. His shot from Takaki Fukumitsu's cross was saved, but bounced right back for him to smash it in at the second attempt. Then, when a Yamaguchi attack broke down, Miki played Toshiyuki Takagi in, and he slotted coolly into the bottom corner. Renofa produced little of note in this game, and Jeff picked up their first win since match day 7. Tokushima Vortis are also on 14 points after a 1-0 home loss to Montedio Yamagata. Both keepers were busy in the first half, with the most impressive save made by Jose Aurelio Suarez from a dilatory overhead kick on 40 minutes. The big talking point came in the opening minute of the second half. A cross found its way to Tokushima's Koki Sugimori, who thought he'd scored, only for the goal to be disallowed, as his teammate was deemed to be offside and interfering with play by standing on the goal line close to Masaki Goto in goal. He had to move out of the way of the shot, so I can see why it was ruled out, and Yamagata took advantage soon after. A partially cleared corner fell to Yudai Konishi, who arrowed a shot into the bottom corner from the edge of the area. Yamagata held on in the face of late pressure from Tokushima and made it successive wins for the first time this season. Viva and Nagasaki got back to winning ways with a 1-0 victory against Mito Hollyhock. It was the Edgar Jr. show in the first half. He forced Luigi Yamaguchi into 2 good saves in the opening 6 minutes, then scored with a header from a corner in the 32nd minute. Kosuke Kinoshita was Mito's biggest threat, and he had the ball in the net on 55 minutes, only for it to be correctly ruled out for offside. 10 minutes later, the ball fell for him at the back post, but Masaya Tomizawa saved well. Then a minute after that, a heavy touch let him down when 1-on-1. There's plenty to talk about in Omiya Ardija versus Thespa Kasats Gunma. There was just 1 minute 11 seconds on the clock when Omiya's Masaya Shibayama hauled down Masaya Kojima on the edge of the area. Yuzo Iwakami scored 1-0 to Gunma. Gunma doubled their lead on 27 minutes when Junya Kato centred for Shu Hiramatsu to score. Then, after half an hour, things got even worse for Omiya. Another penalty to Gunma for a needless shoulder charge when a cross was sailing over the players' heads. Iwakami stepped up again and aimed for the same corner. Yuta Minami went that way too and saved it. A lifeline for Omiya, and they made it count in the second half. Atsushi Kawata knocked the ball across goal for Shunsuke Kikuchi to make it 2-1 on 57 minutes. Then 5 minutes later, Omiya were level thanks to an excellent header by Keisuke Nishimura. 6 minutes after that, a powerful Shinya Yajima shot was too much for Masatoshi Kushibiki, and Omiya had completed a tremendous comeback with 3 goals in 11 minutes. Gunma's Hayate Shirowa was sent off in the 89th minute for a high studs-up challenge after miscontrolling the ball, and Gunma thought they'd equalised in the 94th minute, but it was chalked off for offside correctly. That result helped Omiya increase the gap between themselves and FC Ryukyu, who managed to salvage a draw at home to Zegen Kanazawa. Shunya Mori gave the visitors the lead after 17 minutes with a low shot from the edge of the area after a half-cleared corner. Ryukyu's Koki Kiyotake had a free header just before the break, but put it within Yuto Shirai's reach. 10 minutes into the second half, Shirai fouled Katsuya Nakano to concede a penalty after repeated failures to clear by the Kanazawa defence. Yuki Kusano scored it, and with 10 minutes to play, Mori received a second yellow for a reckless challenge, just after Kanazawa had completed their 5 substitutions. But Ryukyu couldn't find a winner, and Kanazawa almost nicked all 3 points in stoppage time when Kazuya Onohara hit the bar and Junto Taguchi saved well from Hiroya Matsumoto. Zegen still unbeaten on the road, Ryukyu still winless at home. Phew, that's match day 12 sorted. I'll be back in a moment to preview the weekend's fixtures.
J-Talk Extra Time.
Welcome back. There's barely time to catch your breath before match day 13, which takes place on Saturday the 30th of April and Sunday the 1st of May. There are four games on Saturday. At 2 o'clock, Jeff United play Oita and Yamaguchi take on Tochigi in the game broadcast on the J-League's international YouTube channel. At 4 o'clock, Mito welcome in-form Vanvore Kofu, and then at 5 o'clock, Ryukyu have a tough task if they want to get their first home win as they welcome Albirex Niigata. Then on Sunday, there are two games at 1 o'clock. The two promoted teams meet, Iwate against Kumamoto, and then Okayama take on Tokyo Verdy. Then at 2 o'clock, Yamagata play Nagasaki, Gunma play Yokohama FC, Machida take on Tokushima, and Kanazawa, still looking for their first home win, welcome Omiya, who will surely be in high spirits after that comeback on Wednesday night. Then at 4 o'clock, to round out the weekend, Sendai play Akita. Well, that's all from me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading and streaming and liking and retweeting and all those things. Thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon. And have a nice golden week.